Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky, my lovely co-host, is off today. Stress, stress, stress. It is everywhere. This morning, while my daughter was having a very long fit about something having to do with not wanting to go to school, I began to feel the stress building up. I had to stop, go out of the room, take some deep breaths. And it can be very challenging dealing with kids or tough coworkers or whatever the case may be. So thank goodness we've got Kathy Margolin from Pacific Herbs. She's going to help talk about dealing with stress, looking at it through Chinese medicine, especially I was reading that you are nationally certified diplomat of Oriental medicine. So hello, Kathy.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me. I love talking about stress because it's definitely something we can all relate to.
I'm still stressed. Yes.
Well, I like your idea of taking some deep breaths. I absolutely recommend that to patients all the time.
It is a good one. What are some other things we can do?
Well, you know, Eastern medicine is really great modalities for dealing with stress because clearly it's something that every culture in every time period has had to deal with, you know. So whether it's an animal chasing you, right, thousands of years ago, or today our modern world, which feels like, you know, nonstop deadlines, and you're right, kids and, you know, work and, you know, all the pressures. Well, there are actually three great modalities that Chinese medicine has used. Certainly acupuncture, acupressure, massage techniques. We all have heard of those. We love a great massage, right? And meditation techniques, breathing postures like you were doing this morning. In Chinese medicine, we use some called Qigong and Tai Chi. Those are slow meditative movements where we also incorporate breathing. And then what I love the most, food and herbs. Because, you know,
food can
be comfort food, right?
Yes. But you want to be careful what kind of food you're going for. So are there certain foods that we can take or eat when we are feeling the stress coming on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, foods, you know, contain vitamins and nutrients, right? We say phytochemicals, plant chemicals, certainly if we're talking about herbs. And these chemicals in our body create hormonal changes. And our hormones are the signaling techniques that our body uses to turn on, like, cortisol levels, which become, you know, rise up with stress, or get lowered down with certain types of food that creates chemicals that are soothing. So we want to look at comfort foods. That we look at, you know, warming foods in Chinese medicine are often comforting. Things like ginger tea, you know, really great for the digestion, feels good. And we also consider ginger an herb. So in Chinese medicine, there's food that are herbs.
Oh, you know, my husband makes fresh ginger tea every morning. Without the tea part,
fantastic.
In terms of like the black tea or the decaf. Yeah, it's just ginger and cardamom and a couple other cinnamon, I think, and a few other things.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely.
I think that keeps them super healthy.
Consider things like other foods that, well, in America, we don't necessarily use herbs as food, but in traditional Chinese medicine, they have always done that. So they cook with food and add herbs to that. And to reduce stress and anxiety, we've really got to stay away from those sugary fast foods. And I know that's not always easy because sometimes when you're stressed, that's exactly what you want. But if you go to something that is like a ginger tea and take a break and say, okay, what's really going to make me feel good? Do I need some heavy food now in the wintertime for lunch that's warming and satisfying, some good carbs, some good meat? But, you know, we've got to kind of look at the overall diet, too, not just consider, you know, I got to grab that quick cup of coffee, that quick caffeine, right? Because that adrenaline rush is not going to help you.
Now, I made a really simple roasted butternut squash leek soup. And all I did was saute the leeks, roast the butternut, throw in some chicken broth, or you can use veggie broth, some salt through to my Vitamix, or if you have a high-speed blender. And it is amazing. And if you're looking for comfort and being soothed, it is so good. So I'm hoping those things are really good for us.
I absolutely love that idea. And I know sometimes are feeling like we don't have time to cook. But right, if there's, you know, some easy recipes, they're certainly all over the internet. And I even have a few on my website that I talk about, you know, which foods to eat in which seasons and why. And that's the kind of information I think people need today, because if they kind of use these little chunks of information like, okay, this food would help me at this time or this time of year, we can really make a difference in our overall lifestyle and certainly our stress.
It's so true. You know, it's funny. Every year, I've been on the East Coast now for over 14 years, and every year I'm like, this is the fall and winter that I'm going to devote to cooking a lot of homemade things. And I mean, I eat very clean, but it's usually like all the chicken and a yam and some salad and avocado. Like, it's not very fancy. I'm like, I want to make some cool recipes with whole foods and spices. And I finally just, like, I saw this cool paleo magazine and I just bought it. It was a little expensive, but I just started making the recipes and they were so good that now I'm on this roll. So sometimes I think you just have to start. Just find something that looks good. Yeah. And then once you taste it, I think it encourages you, right? And what are some other herbs and things we can use in these recipes that are good for stress?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I teach to my patients quite often, is really self-care strategies. And whether that becomes food or quick meditations. I'm teaching some nurses right now how to just take 10 minutes out of their day while they're on the job and learn how to meditate for just 10 minutes. It doesn't matter where they are. They could do it at their desk. They can do it, you know, in a little broom closet, or walk outside if it's not too cold. And that's what we need, just these kind of self-care strategies, whether they're food or little actions like just, I'm going to stop, I'm going to breathe, I'm going to relax, and I'm going to change kind of this pattern of, you know, getting into this more stress, faster, I've got to get this done, this deadline's looming, you know. Sometimes it's just stop and regroup.
Yeah, it's true. Now, I've heard that sometimes you can get like a mixture of herbs from your Chinese medicine doctor that don't always taste or smell the best. So what can you do? I'm just being honest. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I know Chinese herbs may have a little bit of a bad reputation as far as their taste. But, well, Pacific Herbs, my company actually created all the products that taste great. So we use concentrated granules. Sometimes we add a little stevia. But we use formulas or Chinese herb recipes that have been around for hundreds, even thousands of years. And as I was saying, phytochemicals, these really amazing chemicals that we find naturally in plants, can change our own chemical balance. And it's a way to really get off something like a prescription drug that somebody might be relying on to deal with maybe their own stress and anxiety. Chinese herbs have been used for centuries. You know, making them taste good is easy now. We don't necessarily put them in a pill. We like to make them a cup of tea, like an instant coffee. And that's exactly what our Relax Herb Pack is, just a nice, nice cup of tea to kind of, you know, put you into that chill mode, saying, wow, I'm just feeling much calmer, and now I can deal with life.
I need to start the day with that. I got a very sweet little girl who gets mad very easily.
Yeah, I teach people to start their day with a little breathing and meditation before they even get out of bed. And then, you know, 10 minutes of Qigong and Tai Chi after they've had breakfast or once they're kind of moving and get the digestive system going. That's so important. And then by the middle of the day, when all the stuff is hitting the fan, right, like the workload and the things you're behind on and bills you haven't paid and boss yelling at you or whatever it is, and that's the time to say, gee, you know what, if I feel like I need something else, not a drug, but something I can do naturally, like a little bit of herbal tea, this is a great time to do it so that I don't get overwhelmed.
It is. Kathy, you are fabulous. I definitely want to have you back. You can find out more about Kathy by going to www.pacherbs.com. And I am so glad she came on. I need to get some of that tea. I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.